Hi, my name is Ken Neal. I'm chairman of North Box Beekeeping Association, and I'm also chairman of Bee Gardeners, which is a non-for-profit voluntary organisation that helps people get into beekeeping.
Funny bumping into you here in the Spiegel tent at Milton Keynes International Festival. Yesterday I was photographing and filming a sudden swarm that appeared on a tree outside the house I was doing a talk in Wales. Is that a normal thing, the migration of swarms nowadays?
The swarming season is any time really from May onwards, May, June, July. And this year we are getting an unusual amount of swarms in July. I mean, I picked up one last Wednesday, which for its size was quite unusual.
So what do you do when you pick them up? You try and get hold of the queen and you put it in a box and you're all dressed in protective gear, and where do you take it?
Exactly. I mean, well, swarms, we do wear protective gear, and I always do because you can get stung. I got stung a couple of times. But swarms tend to be non-aggressive. That's exactly what you said. I mean, what we do is if they're on a wall, on a branch, we put them into a skep, which is the funny-shaped beehive you see in front of honey jars, made out of straw or wicker, if you've got one. Or, like myself, I've got a little box, six-frame nucleus box. It's about half the size of a hive, and I just put them in there, and if the queen's in, the rest of the bees will follow.
And then you've effectively got your own little hive to produce honey, or is it just until they want to move on?
Well, that's the thing, yeah, it's all hit and miss. I mean, the swarm I picked up on Wednesday, I had to put into a full-size hive because they were still hanging off the outside of the box when I wrapped them up to take them away. There was just so many of them. That's why I said it was unusually big. However, I put that into a hive on Wednesday night, and I'm hoping to get along there this afternoon or tomorrow morning to see if they're still there, because they may just have moved on.
Now, there's been a lot of conversation about if the bees go, we go. Is this as true as it ever was?
Well, yes, because, I mean, quite a large percentage of everything you eat is pollinated by pollinators and honeybees and bumblebees, solitary bees, etc. There's a lot of talk about it, but there should be a little bit more action to get young people especially involved in beekeeping. At the moment, most beekeepers are hobbyists. There's very few bee farmers. And a bee farmer is someone who's got maybe upwards of 60, 70 hives, up to 100, maybe 200 hives. But it's mainly the hobbyist, the back garden hobbyist, or the out apiary hobbyist that's doing it. And they tend to be in their middle ages doing it. What we really need to do is get out there and get children involved and get the kids involved. We need a new generation of beekeepers.
So if I wanted to have a hive in my back garden, can I just go ahead and do it? Do I need planning permission?
No, you wouldn't need planning permission, but it wouldn't be advisable. It depends on how big your garden is. If you have a huge garden or acreage or whatever, yes, you can put a beehive there. If you have a small urban garden, then you would need to have very understanding neighbours, and also it'd be a very good idea to join an association like North Bucks Beekeepers, because we can give you advice and we can actually give you a course as well. There's a course we do every year, and we can train you to be a beekeeper, and that way you'll know what you're doing. And also, the marvellous thing about an association is if you get a problem, there's always someone on the end of the phone for you.
So is this one of the things that can be done to try and stave this? Is it still a mysterious reason why the bees are dying?
No, it's not really a mysterious reason. Various diseases that have come along are taking a toll on bees. The biggest one that's been in the news recently is Varroa destructor. Now, as beekeepers, we've been living with Varroa destructor since the beginning of the 90s, when it first came to this country. However, what actually happens is it's not the Varroa itself. Varroa is basically a blood-sucking louse. It's not the Varroa itself that does the damage, although it can collapse a colony if it's a bad enough infestation. It's the viruses that they pass, because they pass from bee to bee. If you have two bees on the same flower, one has a Varroa mite and it jumps from one to the other, it'll take it back to that hive. And if there's any viruses in that Varroa mite, it'll pass it on to the bees there.
Fascinating. Well, I know where there's a few hives near me. I'm going to see if they're populated and if the people looking after them at a monastery are interested. If not, I might have a dabble and maybe look you guys up. You've got a website?
Yes, at the moment the website's under construction. North Bucks have a website. Sorry, I'm thinking with my other hat on at the moment. North Bucks Beekeepers have a website. It's www.nbbka.org.
Thank you very much for your time. Everybody's sitting down now. They're waiting for me over on my table. Enjoy your conversations today, and I hope you educate some people as to what we can do to Save the bees sounds a bit cheesy. Is there a phrase?
Well, I would say conserve the bees.
Conserve the bees. Yeah. Thank you very much. Take care.